The patient case that Professor de Smet consulted me on is a typical case for me. But I was very surprised about the number of ophthalmology appointments. I didn't think a patient would ever have monthly visits for this. However, I do agree that DME is a priority for this patient, as other factors are quite well controlled, even if they're not ideal. Although I would like to increase the statins, if possible, to lower the lipid levels further. As a cardiologist, I spend a lot of time treating patients with diabetes, perhaps 40% of my patients. In my opinion, cardiac issues are the most overlooked comorbidities in diabetes. The atypical cardiac symptoms in these patients can be hard for GPs and endocrinologists to spot. I'm always trying to educate my colleagues that cardiac problems need to be looked for more. It's not all about sugar levels. At the end of the day, most patients with diabetes will die of a CV event. By the time I see the patient, they have already had a heart attack or heart failure, and it could be too late. Initially, I may see a patient 3 to 4 times a year, but once they're stable, it would be once a year, or even 2 years. I know the number of comorbidities can be a real challenge in diabetes. If my patients miss an appointment, it may be because they are in hospital for another issue. Many of them struggle with the number of medicines to take.